You're listening to the Texas Standard.
I did not catch the original sermon preached in 2014, but last month I did hear Pastor Kurt Davis of Southwest Family Fellowship in Austin start his version of the sermon this way.
Religion often gets a bad name, doesn't it?
My ears perked up.
Now, James talks about a kind of religion that God accepts, and he calls this pure or acceptable religion. To look after orphans and widows in their distress.
Pastor Davis went on to say that modern-day widows are not only the surviving spouse in a relationship, but also single parents from other circumstances. He also extended the definition of orphans to include children in the foster care system. Therefore, Davis said, part of living a pure religion would be to tend to the needs of these people.
See, putting faith into practice is like putting a super fertilizer onto a plant.
Davis then announced his church would be joining dozens of other communities of faith across Texas in a partnership with foster care through a group called the Care Portal. Here's an explanation from the group's promotional video.
The process starts with a child welfare worker logging into the Care Portal and entering the child's needs right into the system. And if a member steps up to help, the church contact responds back using the original email. The caseworker then connects the church with the child or family.
After watching the video, church member Stacy Hayes signed up to receive emails from the Care Portal. She says she's always felt like she wanted to help children in foster care, but didn't know how. A few days after signing up, she got her first email.
The first need was for $200 for a grandparent who had to take in two children. So I actually had asked a friend at work if she would be interested in contributing as well. We didn't meet the full need, but it felt good to know that we could help.
Within minutes, others responded too, and that same day, the $200 in the form of an HEB card was delivered by a foster care worker to the family in need. Val Jackson has worked for the foster care system in Texas, also known as CPS, for almost 25 years. She calls the Care Portal an amazing tool.
It's different from any transformation within CPS. It's long overdue in reference to connecting children and families to the community.
When Jackson was a CPS investigator, there were times she would have to remove, say, an infant from a home while the investigation took place. Jackson's first choice was to place the baby with a relative, but sometimes family members did not have, say, a crib. Today, Jackson would shoot out an email through the Care Portal and pray that someone in the same zip code responded with an available crib.
We've always needed the community, but to put the faith community at the table and say, we need your help, it's amazing.
More than 150 churches in Texas are actively involved with the Care Portal. Over 200 more have committed to spreading the word. Now, if your thing is not pure religion or religion, period, CPS is cool with that, too. Jackson will happily show you other ways to help. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.